And once again, it's 8:11 here on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're going to bring in Mary Beth Knapp with the Humane Society of York County. She's going to give us a rundown of our Pets of the Week. Good morning to you, Mary Beth.
Well, good morning and happy Monday. Oh, my gosh, blue skies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
We love it.
Well, we have two beauties for you today. Our first feline of the week is stunning. Mm-hmm. Did you see these pictures with these amazing eyes of this girl? And, of course, that cute little picture where she's not showing her eyes, but she's just adorable. She is Penelope. Mm. Super sad story. Penelope came to the Humane Society as a stray, but once we've scanned her and got to know just a little bit of assessing her, we found she actually had a chip. But unfortunately, her owner had passed, and no one wanted to take care of Penelope. So she became ours, but can you imagine the confusion for poor Penelope? She now has been with us 9 months, and as you can see, she is strikingly beautiful, but what we've learned is she is Miss Independence. Oh, my. She wants to, she knows exactly what she likes, she knows exactly what she doesn't like, and she wants you to understand that, which makes total sense because, you know, when her owner went away, she has no idea the whys behind it. So she respectfully asks you to abide by her likes. Like all of our babies, she's spayed, vaccinated, microchipped, and tested, and we're estimating her age to be about 5 years and 9 months old. She has been in our cat lounge before, so we know she likes other cats, but she'd prefer them to be submissive cats. She wants to be the queen bee, and I don't blame her. She's had quite a life. But if Penelope picks you, oh my gosh, you think you are the most special person in the world because she picks you. So if Penelope's story melts your heart, please call us today at 803-802-0902 and make an appointment. We'd love to see if you make a connection with this stunning girl. Then we have the dog of the week, Zadie, another beautiful female girl. Oh my goodness. You see the tongue sticking out, the teethers here in this picture. Oh, she's adorable. Zadie came to the Humane Society as an owner surrender. And, you know, that can be a tag that's not very friendly or looked upon very well. But it wasn't due to her circumstances. It was due to her owner's circumstances. The owner just wanted to make sure the dog was taken care of, which is pretty amazing in this scenario. As we've gotten to know Zadie, we have found her to be amazingly playful, sweet, funny. She is just awesome, though she does not like rescue life. Not many of them do, but she particularly does not. Kennel existence is so stressful for her. She, when she came in, tested positive for heartworms, but we have already gone through treatment, so she is ready to find her new forever. She is spayed, vaccinated, microchipped, and tested like all of our babies, and obviously tested positive, but she now is on her road to recovery. She has been with us close to 100 days, and we're estimating her to be just 2 years old. She has fairly high energy, so that's important to know when you're looking for a pet, what kind of energy level a dog has. We estimate her to be a cattle dog, which can go for that energy. And she loves her walks. She, matter of fact, cannot do without her walks and her playtime so that she can expel her energy and that you can have a win-win experience for owner and for dog alike. She just will capture your heart. So if this face just grabs you, call us. We'd love to talk to you more about Zadie. Make an appointment at 803-802-0902. And then we've got What's the Scoop at Paws, and I have here starting with Rain, Rain, Go Away, and it did. So, so the good news is it's blue sky, but we still have laundry, 70 loads a day. So if you are in the mood to dry some clean laundry for us, we sure would love it. Pick up a basket or two and fold it up for us so we can keep on moving. We would so appreciate that. If you're in the midst of spring cleaning because, ooh, aren't we all just ready to plant our plants, and here it is 30-some degrees today. But if you're cleaning, please consider giving your gently used items to Possibility Thrift Store, where we turn it into life-saving money for our mission. And then, of course, there's better ways to wait out this weather, which is cold and then wet and then warm and, oh, my gosh, every day is a new day. You can shop at Possibilities Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 4, or online on our eBay page. Of course, that's like Humane Society of York County. Just type that in and you'll be able to find us. And other ways to help is to donate financially, donate needed goods like bleach, litter, laundry detergent, and then, of course, like us on Facebook, because that's where we're going to tell you everything we are doing and what needs come in. The babies, oh my gosh, they speak so much louder than we do. And then keep your ears and eyes open for land or land in a building. We are looking to expand. We are busting out of the seams, so any assistance would be greatly appreciated. And the best part of this week, our success stories from January 1st till today, 22 dogs have found their homes and 91 cats. Woohoo! I know, that is just fantastic, since, of course, we are coming up on kitten season.
Well, hopefully we're going to break the 100 mark maybe next week by the time you come on.
I hope so. And then, of course, that helps us so much move those babies into their forever homes, because when kitten season starts, oh my goodness, it's a mad rush for months and months and months. Of course, spay and neuter your pets if they're not done already. We will help you do that. Just give us a call. We'd love to help you get your babies fixed, subsidize that. Because, oh my goodness, it's still a crazy, crazy world out there where one cat can make so many babies. And one dog, same thing, can make so many babies. Let's stop the cycle. Thank you so much for helping us spread the word. Of course, all that information is on our website, humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org.
Perfect. Mary Beth, as always, friend, thank you so much. We appreciate what you all do over there at the Humane Society of York County and loving on these fur babies.
Thank you guys for helping us spread the word. You have a great week.